Reform Devotion number 18 of 365. They shall all work together for good, by John Owen, from a practical exposition of the 130th Psalm. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. Romans 8:28. All things that we enjoy, all things that we are deprived of, all that we do, all that we suffer, our losses, troubles, miseries, distresses, they shall all work together for good, together with one another, and all with and in subordination unto the power, grace, and wisdom of God. It may be that we do not see how or by what means it may be effected, but he who has undertaken it is infinitely wise and powerful, and we know little or nothing of his ways. There is nothing that we have or enjoy or desire that has not been turned to the hurt of someone. Riches have been kept for men unto their hurt. Wisdom and high places have been the ruin of many. Liberty and plenty are to most a snare. Prosperity slays the foolish, and we are not of ourselves in any measure able to secure ourselves from the hurt and poison that is in any of these things. But they may be our ruin also, as they have already been, and every day are unto multitudes of the children of men. It is enough to fill the soul of any man with horror and amazement to consider the ways and ends of most of the people who are entrusted with this world's goods. Is it not evident that all their lives they seem to industriously take care that they may perish eternally? They usually give themselves up to luxury, riot, oppression, intemperance, and of late especially, blasphemy and atheism. And this is the fruit of their abundance and security. What if God should deprive us of all these things? Can anyone really say that he is worsted thereby? Might they not have been used for his everlasting perdition as well as they are thousands of others? And shall we complain of God's dispensations about them? And what shall we say when he himself has undertaken to make all things that he guides us unto work together for our good? We are not called to anxieties of mind and perplexities of heart about our losses. Rather, it is our duty to consider whether we love God or no, whether we are called according to his purpose. If so, all things are well in his hand, who shall order them for our good and advantage. I hope many a poor soul will henceforth, under all their trouble, be able to say with him that was banished from his country and found more wholesome lodging elsewhere, "My friends, had I not been undone by fire, I might have been ruined in eternal fire. God has made all to work for my good."